KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Futures markets pointing to a higher open on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut since 2020. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
This is really a new chapter for the Federal Reserve, and it is starting this off in a bold way. The Fed slashing interest rates for the first time since the pandemic in 2020 with a half point cut. That's its biggest rate cut in 16 years, and the Fed signaled even lower rates in the months ahead. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells me that this is a sign that there has been real progress on fighting inflation.
And the White House says President Biden will celebrate that progress in a speech this morning. There's an economic focus today in the race for the White House. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington. More than 20 people were killed in Wednesday's series of explosions across Lebanon that targeted Hezbollah. The U.S. says it has not been involved. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. We've got a developing story here this morning in southwestern Wisconsin. A school bus and a motorcycle collided in Wanakee earlier. This happened at about 6:30 this morning near Nord Drive and Ramish Road. There's still a lot here we don't know, like whether any students were on board and the condition of anybody hurt. We'll keep you posted on this story as we learn more throughout the day. And today a new park opens in an unexpected place. There's a ribbon cutting at Lakefront Porch. If you're driving north on John Nolan right around Monona Terrace, the water's to your right and apartment buildings are to your left. And between a couple of those is a big old slab of concrete. That slab of concrete is the top of a water reservoir. At least that's all it used to be. After years of advocacy, it now has an urban park on top of it. There's the new hotel nearby. The idea is that neighbors and tourists alike will use this space. There are picnic tables with umbrellas, a community garden, and organizers hope to hold live music, too. And that's what you need to know on your Thursday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Right now, it's 55.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective, Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
But all of them, and they didn't correct her once, and they corrected me everything I said practically, and I think 9 times or 11 times, and the audience was absolutely, they went crazy, and the real, I thought it was, I walked off, I said, that was a great debate, I loved it. You know, you got a lot of people watching, I guess we had 25 million people watching, something like that.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
All right. Oh, is it not working?
No.
Fantastic.
No, it's working. It's working.
I can't hear me. Because there has to be something wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
Can you hear?
No, I cannot hear
give
myself.
Yours again.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess
we can hear you in our headphones.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a new problem.
No, it's happened before.
Oh. All right. You know, I'm.
Yeah, give her your microphone, please.
Microphone?
Yes.
Not the headphones.
Not
the headphones.
Okay.
Fortunately, we don't have a really great big guest this morning like Joan Baez.
Yeah.
Oh, did I mention we have Joan Baez?
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, Dr. Redlener, he knows how to bring a dish to pass at a party. Dr. Right. Redlener is joining us and bringing his very good friend, Joan Baez.
Speaking to the other microphone, please.
How about this? Yes, I can hear myself now.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Weird.
All right. No, it's happened before.
Everything's weird in here. We have poltergeists. Okay. Yeah, just remember, that is the new rule for Stephanie Miller Show parties. You must bring someone that's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or don't bother coming.
Right. As you do.
Right. It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
Yay!
Hooray. I love that she must be enjoying the Taylor Swift controversy. She's like, ooh, singers getting involved in activism and politics. Is that brand new? Anyway, she's a legend. We cannot wait.
Yes.
I have no idea what this, but that, weird. We got a new chord. We got a perfectly good new chord. Doesn't it keep us young? Isn't it bracing, Chris, to have a different technical problem every morning? It's fantastic.
No, it's that special amp that you require.
All right. Uh-huh. Anywho, I don't... How this is just not the biggest story ever, that he is just continually... Delusional, demented? Yes, there was no audience at the debate.
Right.
This is not just a normal stumble. And by the way, he has to lie about everything. It was like 70 million people. He always has to inflate. 75
yeah,
million
it
people.
It was 60 million. Which is
and by the
accurate.
Way, he lied 33 times. So if they only fact check you 9 or 11 times, as he said, they were really kind of slacking.
Right.
If you... She didn't lie. That's why they didn't fact check her. Oh, my God. But just that, That's not like a normal, like, oh, you could have slipped up and whatever. How would he not remember there was no audience at the debate? He just can't. The audience going crazy. I swear to God, it's like in his mind.
It is in his mind.
Is the audience here in the room with us now?
Yes.
I think he... Not to...
Really? Are you going to... Seriously?
He probably meant the audience at home.
Yeah, and he would know that, how, that the audience at home
in
was...
In his head, they all went crazy.
Rick Stengel.
And people said to him,
some people
we
say,
went crazy.
Yeah, people were saying people were going crazy. That's what people told me. People loved it. We're going crazy in the living room. Okay. Rick Stengel said, my favorite statistic in this morning's New York Times poll is that by and large, the only group of voters who didn't think Trump lost the debate were those that didn't watch it. Okay. Right. He also, yes, what else did he say yesterday? Oh, migrants, if he goes to Springfield, migrants will kill him and eat him. And he claimed that he's going to win New York, which he lost by more than 20 points last time. Oh, he said some of that on Gutfeld! Exclamation point. Have we thought about getting me an exclamation point? Maybe that'll take care of the technical difficulties.
Stephanie!
Right! Exclamation point. Jazz hands. Maybe we could add jazz hands in our logo and spirit fingers.
Gutfeld changed his logo to Trump! Exclamation point. No, on Gutfeld!
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, we're having Joan Baez! Exclamation point.
I don't think...
Scream emoticons.
Joan Baez is not an exclamation point. She's very... quiet.
She's a legend. Oh,
yes, she's a legend, but she doesn't scream.
Speaking of legends,
she's not Motley Crue.
Speaking of Hall of Fames, could I have my Masterpiece Theater music, please? I didn't even know. Someone alerted me. Joe in Syracuse, New York, has alerted me. Steph and the Mooks. Really? Is it that hard to find some music to support my incredible body of work?
It used to be in the box, but it's not anymore.
Okay. All right, I'll just do fun facts. That's fine. Okay, fine. Thank you. Joe and Sarah Kuhn, Stephen the Mook, so happy to see you, Stephanie Miller, are being inducted into the Buffalo Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame tonight. So proud. In your bio, it mentions how popular your imitation of Miss Katharine Hepburn was. Oh, well, that's probably because I said how popular my imitation was.
Well.
I wish you could do an on-air acceptance speech in the voice of Katharine Hepburn. Congratulations, Stephanie. You're welcome, Joe. And thank you, Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame, for recognizing my incredible body of work. They don't have a chip on their shoulder.
Are they going to highlight the, what was it, 9 minutes of dead air you had at the station in
Lockport? No, I don't think they'll cover that.
No? Okay.
How would you cover that? You couldn't. It was just dead air. I forgot to turn the switch on. Weirdly, everything worked. I just didn't turn the switch on.
Right. That was you. It was all you.
That was a me problem.
Okay, yeah. Not a technical problem.
As many things are. Okay, so do we start with the delusion and the obvious mental decline that apparently they're not going to cover in the mainstream media at all?
No.
Hi, Jody, are you with us? Good morning.
I'm trying to deal with Joan Baez stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, we can do that after we're done talky-talky here.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. Joan Baez is coming up. Did we mention that?
No.
Okay. It's very exciting. Oh, who else was that? Yeah, also Greg Palast is coming up. You know why? George DiCaprio called me. And I was like, oh, could you tell Leo to leave me alone? There's got to be a lot of other supermodels that are available to date him. I can't go out at night. I have an early show. Oh, that's not what this is about. It's about their fantastic new film about voter suppression.
Yeah.
George and Greg Palast. Tom Hartman told me about it in Portland.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to go here, but it was at night.
At night.
It was after it gets dark.
He asked you to come.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
But we're going to have, it's a very important film we're going to have.
I remember once he asked us to come to a daytime thing and we went.
Yes. See, that's the key. I'm your morning girl. I mean, it is seriously a very important, some of this stuff is so disturbing. The election workers talking about the unbelievable amount of threats they're getting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Mark Elias for so many reasons, but, you know, I think he keeps saying what we keep saying, do not let them threaten you, intimidate you, bully you, you know, make you despair, because that's what they want, is for us to feel like, oh, our vote doesn't matter. Because he keeps saying, and he said yesterday, like very confidently, Kamala Harris is going to win and she is going to be inaugurated, period.
Right.
So, again, he's doing his job, and all the hopefully Mark Eliases that have been cloned somewhere in a laboratory, we'll ask Dr. Doom about that.
Is he a cloning expert?
We just have to do our job, because it is... it is infuriating. The amount of, I mean, it just, and it's all the same. Ever since January 6th, it's like threats of violence, violence against family. When it's someone's wife, it's always sexual violence.
Right.
These horrible, ugly, you know, threats against people just doing their job, just they've done the same thing, just counted the votes properly. Mm-hmm. You have even Republicans, Brad Raffensperger, saying this is enough with this. This is, he said it back then. Who was the other guy? Gabe Sterling, the other Republican there, said somebody's going to get killed. Stop. So I know it is, it's upsetting, but like, I don't know what else we can do, but just, you know, eyes on the prize. Wasn't that from
Rocky?
Yes, right. From Rocky.
From Rocky?
Yeah, just eyes on the prize.
I've never seen Rocky.
Eyes on the prize. No, that was Eye of the Tiger. Anyway, my point is.
That was Rocky III.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
Because I just, okay. Well, the headline is Miss Sassy. The headline is Miss Sassy this morning. Oh, she is. Sassy.
That's also
but also, once again, funny story and yet despicable racist lie that they're still quadrupling down on. So this is what started the whole cat eating thing? Miss Sassy. Miss Sassy.
That's what I call J.D. Vance.
That's what I call Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
J.D. Vance's insinuation pets are being swiped and eaten by Haitian immigrants has hit yet another embarrassing snag. Vance's campaign shared a police report with the Wall Street Journal that detailed a Springfield, Ohio's resident's claim that her cat mysteriously vanished in August. Vance's team suggested the report was proof there was reason to fear that pets in Springfield are in danger. Her owner, Anna Kilgore, said she was hiding in her basement the whole time. Sassy!
Miss Sassy to you.
Okay, exactly. And she, by the way, is a Trumper. She has a
she's standing
with a Trump 2024 flag, wearing a shirt with the same slogan. She told the Wall Street Journal she apologized to her Haitian neighbors.
Well, but I'm glad
the
she did.
Guy running for vice president and president don't have the decency to do that. They're doubling and tripling down on this stupid lie. I mean, she's a Trumper, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Sassy's in the basement, stupid kid." This whole thing, this is the thing that J.D. Vance used as proof. The constituents are...
That's right.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the story? You remember my beautiful ex, Lisa, that had two cats that I am wildly allergic to?
Uh-huh. They were tuxedo cats, like Boots.
Yes, and yet
like
I
mine,
let
like
them
Daisy.
Move in. That was a respiratory period for me. Anyway... what's his name? Little Man was his name. Okay. Oreo was the evil cat that would attack me. You know, even when I brought her, like, grade A sushi would attack me relentlessly.
She would attack you because you brought grade A sushi and she would like to eat that.
Yes. Well, I gave it to her. It was like an egg hostage crisis every day. Anyway, no, because you would leave, like, you would give it to her and then you would not leave with your entire hand. Like, it would just, and it's so fast, you don't know with cats, right? They're just like, yeah! And you're like, oh, what are these red lines?
They have razor blades on the bottom of their
feet. They do.
Yes, I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
Yeah, at first I thought you could play with cats like you play with dogs.
No.
And I was like, oh,
no,
it was a good kitty.
No,
it was a good kitty.
Do
and then I came away with just
don't do that.
Bloody stumps. I was like,
I mean,
oh,
my cat's like
that game didn't end up very well for me. Anyway, that cat like loved slash hated me, stalked me. Used to like would jump up and sleep like right next to my face. I was like,
that's what
I slept with one eye open for I don't know how many years that was. But anyway, where was my point? Oh, Little Man. Little Man went missing one time. I think I lost like 45 pounds just that morning. We were looking everywhere. I'm all over the yard, on the fence. I'm in every room in the house. I'm sweating. I'm like, oh my God, we lost the cat. It seemed too stupid. Mr. Man was under the treadmill. He had the whole time in the basement. Just that's the cat. They're always hiding in the basement.
Yes, you have to. You have to check under things.
Yeah. Just he was under the treadmill because we couldn't see it. Okay, get in the basement. You. Anyway, it's just. But it's still. They cannot ever. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is talking about humility. They never have the humility ever to apologize to say they were wrong.
Nope.
J.D. Vance vowed to deport Haitians who are in the U.S. legally. I mean, how else do you... First of all, they're there legally.
Yep.
So you can't, like, mention that because then they're like, oh, well, then there's some other ridiculous racist smear. He was asked, if you become the vice president under a Trump administration, what will you guys do about the migrants that are already here since they did arrive legally? He said, well, this is a media and a Kamala Harris fact check. Oh, I see. Because, right, as once again, facts have a well-known...
Liberal bias.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not a media and Kamala Harris fact check. It's true.
Right.
They're here. Okay. Even the Republican governor of Ohio said they're here legally.
Yeah.
We invited them.
Yep.
We needed workers. Here's okay. He said it's a fact check. I want to clarify and clear that up right now. Oh, I see. You mean lie further.
Yep.
You want to clear up the media and Kamala Harris fact check that what they said is, you know, what's the word? True. If Kamala Harris waves the wand illegally and says these people are now here legally, I'm still going to call them an illegal alien.
What?
Kamala Harris didn't wave anything. It's what's it called, Jody? Temporary protected workers.
Right.
She had nothing to do. Oh my God. I'm still an illegal action from Kamala Harris does not make an alien legal. That's
what?
Okay, and then Trump appears to suggest that. So first of all, that'll be good. They're going to go to Springfield to inflame everything.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Trump and Vance are going to go, and then Trump appeared to suggest that immigrants will try to kill and perhaps eat him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the mayor's like, it would be best if they didn't come.
Yeah. Be best?
Yeah.
Be best?
It would be best if they didn't.
Yeah.
Be best.
Trump said yesterday, how about Springfield, Ohio? 32,000 illegal immigrants come into town. Does he say anything that's even vaguely true these days? It's like, first of all, not illegal. That number drawn directly from his ass.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, he also then went on to also talk about reports of Venezuelan immigrants in Colorado who were falsely reported to have taken over an apartment building in Aurora. Oh, wow, so he's moved on to a racist slur for a new city in a new state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Okay. He said, I'm going to Springfield. I'm going to Aurora. You may never see me again. Oh, God, he's such a whiny little victim-y poopy diaper bitch. I know it's late. I can't.
Yeah, we're late.
You may never see me again. Oh, God. That's okay. I gotta do what I gotta do. Oh, you're so brave. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield. Okay.
Were
we 40 something days?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You've let him trigger you.
Okay. We got a big shoe. We got all our regulars and a rock and roll legend. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
That's right.
Bringing them Cozy Earths on the road with me to Durham, North Carolina this weekend, right? I've got the bamboo, what's it called? The stretch knit bamboo pajama set.
Oh.
Oh, my God, so soft. Oh, my God, so comfy. So eleganza, if you don't mind my saying.
That's what they say.
Yes. I have your basic black for formal.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't change out of my pajamas now, even when friends come over, because they're so beautiful and eleganza and comfortable.
They're your,
and also I'm a giant loser.
They're your pajamas for company.
Yeah, they're my company pajamas, the formals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I have the blush color when I'm feeling girly, and the olive green when I want to match my eyes. Blink, 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 blink.
Or when you want to play army.
Yeah, I want to play laying down bayonet guy in bed with the dogs. Oof, that was a little peek into my weird.
Uh-oh.
Okie dokie. So, the sheets and the duvet cover, cannot recommend it highly enough. So soft. Gets softer with every wash. I'm not kidding. Temperature regulating. Doesn't matter when the seasons change. So breathable and temperature regulating. The most luxurious, the best sheets and jammies and everything I've ever, ever had. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. CozyEarth.com/Miller. The code is Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in that post. Purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Oh my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Waka, waka, waka. Mike, a UPS driver in California. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, I'm on my way back. I'm running through Arizona back to California, so I want to talk before I lose my signal.
Thank you for delivering my new dog door yesterday, by the way. All right, go ahead.
Over the road. I've been with UPS 35 years, but thank you. No, what I wanted to get to real quick to let everybody know, like Sean O'Brien put out on Fox News again, second time he got on Fox News, and he says that we're not backing anybody.
Yeah.
We're not going to back the Republicans, Democrats. you know,
the Teamsters.
This man doesn't speak for us. Yeah, the Teamster, our Teamster president, he put out on Neil Cavuto, he put these numbers out. I'm out of Ontario, California. We have like 3,000 employees. We're the biggest hub west of the Rockies. Mm-hmm. All we got was a survey asking us what was most important to us union members and our families.
Right.
It didn't ask us whether to go a Democrat or Republican.
Right.
But everything was to answer, like, what did you want?
Yeah, here you
are. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The Second District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpace the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers. And they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in the local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the fire at Curly's Pub and Grub in Blue Mounds caused about $200,000 in damage. The alarms went off at about 2:45 yesterday morning. Multiple fire departments from all over Dane County responded. The restaurant has an apartment above, and all the six people who live there got out safely. Authorities don't yet know exactly what caused that fire, but they don't believe it's suspicious. And the State Patrol has been busy on the Beltline this summer. They've increased their presence and made more than 800 stops since April. Troopers say that's resulted in more than 1,400 citations. They did these increased patrols during the heaviest travel times, the morning and afternoon commutes. They add that 1 in 4 people who got a speeding ticket were going more than 80 miles per hour. The speed limit on the Beltline is 55. These special patrols were added in an attempt to curb risky driving and keep one of Madison's busiest highways safe for everyone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Right now, it's 58.
School's back in session, and that means our young people are in crosswalks, around school zones, and bus stops. Be especially alert, and be sure to minimize distractions that take your eyes off the road, even for a second. Our kids are too important. Brought to you by Castlecade Arcade. Book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at their Castlecade Madison locations inside East and West Town Mall. For more arcade information, visit Castlecade Arcade online at castle-cade.com.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have a John and Gordy movie review, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Drinking.samhsa.gov.
Springfield, Ohio. They had 32,000. This is a little beautiful town. No crime, no problem. 32,000 illegal immigrants come into the town, 32. So they almost doubled their population in a period of a few weeks. Can you believe it?
And no, I can't believe it.
You know what? They've got to get much tougher. I'm going to go there in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora.
That'll calm things down.
You may never see me again, but that's okay. Got to do what I got to do.
Oh, God, you're so tough.
Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
Do you feel like you're physically going to vomit sometimes when you...
I could have gotten you more soundbite.
No, thank you so much, though. I really appreciate everything you've done for me so far. Okay, so that's a lie, as we mentioned earlier. Right. He's pulled that number directly from his ass.
Yep.
They're there legally. They were asked to come to work.
Yep.
And I don't know where the 32,000 came from his ginormous ass.
I think so.
Okay, I need to someone from Earth One. Oh, there's one.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Carl, I'm tired. We're all tired.
I love that we still think we should hear Trump mention numbers and trust that they're even in the realm of what is remotely possibly true. And this is a guy who, in answering questions about child care, was like, oh, we're going to have trillions of dollars coming in, the billions and also the trillions. I mean, at some point we have to agree that he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
But, Carl, it's worse than that. And I know we have this discussion every day, and we had it every day with Eric Bollert. Do you have some advice for the media? Because we are at such a critical juncture, literally, in our democracy. And the thing you said, that was how many news cycles ago. He says something insane.
Every day.
Delusional. Yep. The crowd was going crazy in the debate.
And they believe him.
Any one thing Biden would have said, one-tenth of it, he would have been out sooner. The media would have, right? I mean, been at the White House with torches. You know,
just as an example, the New York Times had a headline, I think, Jameson Fosier pointed it out. It said something along the lines of, here's how Trump exaggerated and misled on Springfield. It's like, okay, you couldn't just say he lied repeatedly?
Yeah. No, they still
There's
can't
no exaggeration.
Say it. And they still can't say that he's obviously unwell and unfit and in cognitive decline. And anything we would say, if any one of us that was a family member of ours, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's just like I say, it's the doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on the lies. And he makes everyone else do it. J.D. Vance, Sarah Huckabee, he makes everybody be a bully with him, right?
Yeah, they think the only way that they can stay in his good graces and in the good graces of the 30 to 45% of the party that will do whatever he says is to act just like him. That's how J.D. Vance ended up on the ticket.
Part
Sarah Huckabee Sanders thinks she's auditioning against J.D. Vance for 4 years from now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing that gives me, there's always a sliver of hope in every story, and the Miss Sassy story. The thing that gives me hope is the Trumper lady that reported it and said a Haitian took my cat, apologized. Mm-hmm. Said, I'm sorry, the cat was in the basement, apologized to her Haitian neighbor. You know, there's got to be, I don't know what percentage of us is still decent, but there's got to be enough of us to keep the country we love.
I think there are. I also think that the people who are, look, at this point, Trump is not pursuing a strategy of winning over new voters. These issues that keep erupting from him, and that's what they do is erupt, are not designed to win people over. They're designed to harden the resolve of his base, to make them more motivated to turn out because they're afraid of something happening. And so that's what his focus is. You look at the Harris and Walz rallies, and they're talking about the issues that not only excite Democrats, but they're designed to win people over.
I give them so much credit, Carl. I can tell you're speaking in your former role as a campaign strategist that God bless her and Coach Walz. You're right. Head down, running a campaign as if it's normal. talking to the people when you're running against this crazy, like how much can you react to this crazy and these obvious lies, right? I mean, it just, I'm not sure to what, if you were, what's the word, advising them, like what would you say? How, do you only, you know, react to the really most despicable, biggest lies, racist lies, or do you react to all of it? Do you react to none of it?
Well, I think they're doing the right thing, which is reacting to little of it. There's plenty of people right out there reacting. If you look at their email list, it's not just fundraising appeals, right? It's also appeals to get people out there volunteering for the campaign. And I was talking to somebody the other day about, you know, what is, you know, ultimately causing the Harris campaign to kind of have a slow but steady surge in the polls.
Yeah.
And it's not just how they're executing the campaign. And this is, it kind of ties back to this whole notion that if you're not too tired to wake up on the day after the election, you didn't work hard enough. The reason that the polling is looking better and better in different ways is because of how they're disciplined in executing their campaign. But it's also because of all of us, right? We are staying focused. We are knocking doors. We are making phone calls. We are donating money. All of that together is what's going to win this in November. If any one piece of that starts to fall apart, if any one of us takes our foot off the gas, that's when we start to get worried.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Chris, who said action is the antidote to despair?
Who said that? The Groovy Ghoulies.
No, that would be Joan Baez, who will join us in just a few minutes. But it's Michelle Obama's Do Something.
Right.
That, you know, she's absolutely right. That's how you don't despair. You know, feel
and,
like
and you know what? If you've knocked doors this week, go post on Stephanie's Facebook page that you knocked doors. Challenge other people to do it with you. The more we do, the more likely it is that we're going to have the results we want.
Speaking of, you brought up the polling, new Quinnipiac swing state poll, Pennsylvania, Harris 51, Trump 45%, Michigan, Harris 50, Trump 45, Wisconsin, Harris 48, Trump 47. Let's go, Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah,
do not make me pull this car over and come back to Madison.
I will take back your cheese head.
I will take back those cheese curds. I'm not kidding. So that is all good news. I mean, she, you know, but that's the thing. I think
we're all
understandably terrified. You know, we're like, okay, that's good.
But I mean, it's a bit like, you know, every twist and turn. And, you know, I saw some interesting analysis. And one thing we've talked about extensively is this idea that polling has underestimated Democrats since Dobbs, right? And so that is one encouraging indicator that maybe these polls are even underestimating Democratic support.
Right.
The other thing that I saw was some interesting analysis about how Republican-leaning pollsters, in other words, pollsters who tend to over-predict Republican advantage.
Or, yeah, they call them the red wave pollsters, the ones that all predicted
and,
a red wave.
And so they appear, they don't poll throughout the year, right? They appear in the closing months of an election cycle. And because of their polls, they skew the polling averages that you see on places like Real Clear Politics and others that are just doing straight up averages.
I just quoted Simon Rosenberg on that yesterday, Carl.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
I think that's exactly who I was talking about. And, you know, I think all of these things matter, but they shouldn't make you feel confident, right?
Like,
it should make us know that we're all doing the right thing. You shouldn't be comfortable just we shouldn't be comfortable just accepting a 51% win.
Yeah.
We should want a 70% win, right? So we're going to do everything we can do to win by as much as possible.
Yeah. Just right, like when you're close to orgasm, just like right there, just right there.
Oh,
don't
God.
Move.
No.
Just the right spot between just fear and happiness. Just right there. Just stay there till, okay.
Don't move.
Don't say anything. Don't move. Carl, so where was I? Michelangelo Signorelli, just this whole rhetoric. He said, bizarre seeing the GOP still saying Dems need to tone down the rhetoric after shooters have targeted Trump. Neither gunman was a Dem. The first guy was a Republican. The second guy was an independent who voted for Trump in 16. Maybe Trump needs to tone down his rhetoric. I mean, this is all they have to run on now, that somehow liberals are targeting Trump?
Yeah. Look, these things are horrifying, and, you know, you just have to look at these rallies every single day to see kind of the vitriol and, you know, calling people animals and, you know, saying that they're coming to get you and all of this stuff. It's just frightening, and, I'll be very happy when it's all behind us.
By the way, the other big story of our time, and you and I talk about this in our former Republican Party, you know, our family's former Republican Party, just is the cowardice. And our UPS driver that just called before the break, it makes it, first of all, Trump, it cannot be said enough times, is a scab. He's an anti-union scab. Yep. So, you know, every other union, of course, has had the courage to back the people that are fighting for workers' rights, you know, Harris and Walls. And he's referring to the Teamsters, saying they're not going to endorse at all because, oh, they did some survey that, you know, more of their people support Trump than blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of the individual states' unions have
endorsed Harris,
yeah. Right, of the Teamsters. But the overall is what he was talking about. But he was just talking about even the survey was BS, like the way it was asked and whatever. But, again, these guys know who's for workers' rights and who's not and who's an anti-union scab. It's like, come on. It's like these Republicans that say Trump's in huge danger, but I'm not going to endorse Harris yet, like George Bush, yeah. Right? Just cowardice.
Well, the strategy here that they've been working on is, look, if we always have the Democrats with us, but we never have the Republicans, we're never going to get what we want because so rarely is there a 60% or 60-member majority in the Senate, right? And so their calculus is probably, well, if we flirt with Republicans and maybe get some of them to agree with us, we can get closer to 60 votes. Here's the secret, though. They will never let them have what they want. They just will never let it happen. So all of, you know, this is, it is not worth going on the date. You're never going to get what you want out of this. And, you know, this is one of the more conservative unions. But it's nonetheless disappointing, especially given how much Biden and Harris have done for this union in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One last one. Good God above threads. Thou shalt not be furious that inflation and interest rates have gone down and pretend you want what's best for your country. I mean, that's the other whole theme with this campaign is them just actively rooting against America and, you know, talking America, as Governor Shapiro says, right? That's the one thing I'm happy to see in polling is finally that's turning around because we keep saying, in what universe is Trump better for the economy?
Right? Well, that's the thing. It's like voters are not looking at macro level stuff to tell them how to feel, right? They're looking at how the economy impacts them.
Yes.
And so they hear inflation going down, but they're like, but my groceries are so expensive.
Right.
But in recent weeks, we've seen grocery prices coming down. We've seen gas prices coming down. We've seen heating and electrical prices going down. And so all of these metrics that people feel personally that they are impacted by are moving in the right direction.
And yesterday, interest rates are coming down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when the macro level stuff becomes the micro things that they feel.
And by the way, more of this, please. I love this on CNN. They talked to, the MAGA boat parade Trumpers.
Yeah.
That are, you know, driving the luxury boats.
How many sunk this time?
Yeah. I know. They're driving the luxury boats. And she said, asked him one Trumper named Joe what his most important issue was. He said the economy, getting interest rates down, getting to where we can afford to live in America. Right now it's too expensive. The reporter said, well, now let me ask you what might be slightly impolite question, but, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep. And he just snapped, no, listen, nobody gave me, I got everything. I earned everything I've got. Okay.
Right.
This economy enabled you to be able to afford a boat, which most of us can't afford. I mean, these aren't like a tugboat. This is like a luxury. These are luxury boats in these parades. These are not, you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great if it was a tugboat?
I didn't mean tugboat. What was I thinking?
Like if Trump was a boat, he'd be a tugboat.
A canoe?
Right? A slightly sunken tugboat.
There you go, a dinghy.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is hilarious, you know, not to mention, you know, like half of them spend like the Pentagon budget on their guns. But you're like, oh, yeah, the economy's terrible. I mean, there is such a disconnect, isn't there?
Well, look, I think what they actually fear is not the economy doing better. They fear having to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
He's saying nobody gave me. Well, we're not saying let's give boats to everybody. Good for you if you earned that. This economy enabled you to earn that, right?
Yeah, I don't know how they made their money, but I'll tell you what, taxpayers paid for the infrastructure that made any business successful. Yep. And so, along with the ingenuity of their workers and everybody involved. And so, look, every day on the campaign trail, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are talking about making life more affordable for everyday people. and making sure that billionaires and corporations pay their fair share. The pay their fair share part is the part that these people don't want.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the biggest things she's talking about is the housing thing, the $25,000. I mean, that is a real problem that everybody we know goes through. The housing crisis is real, you know.
It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Carl, I am reinvigorated. Every time I have my pep talk, listen, if I have energy on the day after the election, Carl Frisch is going to call and yell at me. So that is my motivator.
That is true. Yes.
Well, and the election is almost here, but so is Sexy Liberal LA, and I will see you there.
Yay! All right. Love you, Carl Frisch.
Thanks, Carl.
Right, bye-bye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yes.
Right. Aja. Oh, it's another Sexy Liberal weekend, Durham, North Carolina. This is the, right, if there were, D jokes, this would be the Sexy Liberal phone company. But they don't do D jokes. They just give you amazing service.
Right.
They donate over $95 million to progressive causes that you love, we love, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. And hey, bring your current phone, bring your current number, because you're like, Steph, is it hard? No.
No, not at all.
Switching is so easy. Go to Credo Mobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring the phone to them, and donate $50 to Donors Choose to help teachers like Carl Frisch is on the school board. His boyfriend's a teacher. Help him. Why am I yelling?
I don't know.
Teachers do need things. Art supplies, technology, diverse books. Credo will help them. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let their representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
I've seen people on television.
Let me just say, this is
the people on television saying my TV. Dog was taken.
We got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Campaign.
This portion of the show brought to you by So Simple, So Safe. Just turn it on.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
It's right in the title that it is simple and will keep you safe if you turn it on.
If you arm it.
Yes, that's important.
I swear I didn't do it on purpose. I did not forget to turn on my Simply Safe so that I would have a home invasion, so that I would be a walking testimonial, and yet here we are.
I know that Boots at home is safe because yes. I turned it on before I left.
And his presumably little pink nose.
Her.
Yes. Pink nose. Yes, and someone gave me a liberal helper tip yesterday that you can set it to turn on and off automatically. I fell asleep a little early, and by early I mean... Okay. Most people maybe even aren't back from lunch yet. Okay. Well. My point is Simply Safe. They got all that stuff you need. Door sensors, window sensors, all that stuff. Fast protect, monitoring, live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You're never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. It's less than $1 a day.
Whoa.
That is a lot less expensive than a lot of those companies, I tell you what.
Yeah.
And they've been named Best Home Security by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running and Best Customer Service in Home Security, according to Newsweek. Hello. Protect your home with 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera. When you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring, go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. I'm sorry to scream at you.
You just got to turn it on.
I'm just saying. By the way, could there be any more pictures of Donald Trump with P. Diddy? Maybe not. It's weird how he's always right in the same vicinity as other sexual predators. Jemele Hill, who I love, who is fantastic, she said, "I'm already seeing the narrative around Diddy's arrest being, oh, they're taking another black man down." No, the narrative is the black women whose lives he ruined are finally receiving justice.
Exactly.
What Diddy has done has nothing to do with black men as a whole.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jemele. Noel Kassler, our personal favorite, said it's weird that the guy who has made his entire platform about attacking immigrants for 3 campaigns in a row has a wife who sounds like Latka. From Taxi. Thank you very much.
Oh, and all of a sudden she's defending her nude pictures. When
nobody brought them up.
Nobody asked.
Well, I'd say she's showing other nudes of, like, you know, real art.
My nudes were beautiful.
Well, she's like, Latka
has such
girl.
A problem with the nudes. I'm like,
nobody brought it up.
You. Okay. I don't.
Who cares?
Right.
What's the one? I can't even. I've tried to erase them from my mind. Isn't she like straddling a plane or I don't know.
She was doing something.
She was nude on
a
plane. Like oiled up and nude on a plane.
Yeah, as all our first ladies have been. Okay. Maybe that was a little judgy.
Yeah, Dolly Madison.
Right.
Those nudes were.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah.
Martha Washington.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I mean, the Barbara Bush nudes. Come on.
But the Ladybird nudes.
I'm going to make a Bush joke, and I don't know what
ones,
I mean by that.
The Ladybird nudes.
Dr. Doom next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.